Don, you want to start with my stretch and yawn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll start there.
That was like an extended.
Oh, no!
Okay.
First episode of 2016.
Yeah. Welcome. We did it.
Hey,
we did it, guys. We did it.
We made it.
Oh, and I'll let you know, one of my friends, someone I work with, loves our name Over the Top for this podcast, and said, any other name would suck. So I was right.
The ones we made. What are you breaking?
Okay. You're not even a minute in, you're already breaking stuff.
Sorry.
All right, let's talk about, we're in between Raws right now. Not a lot happened in the last Raw. I think Vince McMahon was arrested.
Yeah, it was the dumbest angle I've seen in a while.
Thanks.
It was so stupid.
Well, that's how we're going to end 2015.
I caught the tail end of it.
We're looking forward to 2016. Like I said, we're recording this before Raw, so we don't have a lot to talk about, a lot to go on. There's no point in us talking about last Monday or this Monday's Raw. It's old news at this point.
Yep.
We're getting close to the Royal Rumble, so we got a lot coming up. But we're going to go over some stuff that we want to talk about for the year of 2016. Bringing in the year, who is going to be top dog? Who is going to disappoint us? What is this? What's going to happen this year? So let me start off with this. Since Roman Reigns is the champ right now,
mm-hmm.
How long will Roman Reigns' title run last into this year?
SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's paint me the picture then.
Well, he defends the title Monday night. He could get screwed.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so let's say that, let's just assume that he doesn't get screwed, which I imagine they're gonna do something for Royal Rumble anyway. But let's just say this first initial run, you think is going to last till SummerSlam. You think he's going to hold it till SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes into the Rumble.
Well, see, now you're doubting yourself already. You haven't even said anything. Doubting yourself.
No, he'll defend the title at the Rumble, so he's not in the match itself.
Okay.
He'll go into Mania against a certain heel who will win the Rumble. We can get to that in a minute.
Sure, absolutely.
He'll go in there, he'll get his crowning moment, you know, 90-some thousand people cheering for him, this and that. And then he'll carry it in the summer, and I think a certain returning superstar is going to come back and take it from him.
Your man crush.
My man crush.
Yeah.
He's my man crush, but I have another man crush while he's hurt, so. It's
who?
Finn Balor, of course.
Wrestling?
Yeah. Finn Balor. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto is your actual man crush.
Okay.
I think it's the Summer of the Shield.
Summer of the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, you got any opinions on Roman Reigns' title run? No.
Not really.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that either.
I don't know. I just kind of watch it deal with it.
What do you think?
I think he loses it at the Rumble. No. No, I don't. I think he loses at Fastlane. So, I don't think he goes into Mania as a champ. That's what I'm trying to say. He's losing to somewhere before Mania. But I think he wins it back.
How do you get in the main event?
I'm not WWE creative. I don't know. they'll pull something awkward on everybody.
With another Royal Rumble win.
They can run an injury angle with the person who runs the Rumble, wins the Rumble.
Can't do that.
Say Christian wins the Rumble. Oh, take him out of another match. I know. But there you go. I don't think it's very long, but I do think Roman Reigns, okay, so let's say he loses his title SummerSlam before Mania, anything like that. Is this his only title run of this year?
Yeah.
You think this is his title run? And he doesn't win it back. Well, yeah, but for 2016.
Mm-hmm. Because he'll hold it for most of the year. I think he'll battle for it, but I don't think he'll end the year as champ.
Okay. I can see that.
I think Rollins is deserving of it.
Rollins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's talk about more 2016 stuff. Because, I mean, that was my Roman. Do you have any other Roman Reigns predictions for 2016?
He gets his ass whipped by Brock at some point.
SummerSlam. Mania. What superstar do you think is going to have the best 2016? Any of them. Any guys coming up from NXT? Any guys on the main roster now?
Kevin Owens.
I was going to say Kevin Owens.
That would be a good choice.
I think The merchandise, I mean, if you watch any of those NXT specials when he's still on NXT.
Oh, the KO
shirts. It's just KO shirts everywhere. He's like the new CM Punk.
Yeah, he's just good.
He's awesome. He can move. He can wrestle. He can talk.
But he doesn't have the look.
He doesn't have the look. CM Punk didn't really have the look either.
Punk wasn't fat like Owens is.
True, Owens is big.
I mean, I don't... He can go for a half hour, 45 minutes.
Does the effect that he's big take the effect away from his championship-ness to you?
Probably.
Say he doesn't look like...
He's not...
Okay, well, fucking... What's his name?
Who?
I don't know who you're trying to think of.
Well, the primetime players. Name two of them.
Titus O'Neil? Darren Young?
No, Titus O'Neil. Dude looks like a fucking champ.
Yeah, but he don't have really any mic skills. He's not that great in the ring.
What would you rather have?
I want somebody who can go. I don't care what they look like.
KO can go.
I agree.
That should be the next shirt. KO can go.
I agree, but creative doesn't. It's not the Vince McMahon person.
Sure, it's not the look. I mean, Daniel Bryan didn't really have the look either. But, I mean, you got to give the fans what they want. At the same time, you got to... The people that you're giving you money, you got to be able to give them what they want too, right? So Kevin Owens, when or does he feud for the big belt in 2016?
Probably not for a while.
Survivor Series.
Okay, so we're talking next, like September.
End of next year, probably not for a while.
Okay, so they got to get past the summer of Shield, as you're gonna call it. I can see that too. I think that seems, because once you're not gonna throw in the title picture when Rollins is back. There's no point to, because I think, you know, you have Roman in the same picture too. I still think John Cena's in there.
He's gotta be. He deserves it.
If you saw Raw, there was a stare down after Raw went off the air between Roman and Cena. And guess whose prediction's gonna come true? Somehow Gage is gonna be right.
If they want to get
fucking Reigns, see it already.
If they want to get Reigns over as a face, it can't be.
They just want to get people behind Reigns. I don't think they want him to be a face or a heel. I think they just want people to cheer for Reigns. You put that fucking candy in that goddamn bag.
What?
Making noise over there. You being right. Okay. So Kevin Owens is gonna have the best 2016. Who's gonna have the worst? Who's in a good position now at the end of 2015 to have a bad 2016?
Ambrose.
That's what I was gonna say. Dean Ambrose is gonna. Well, okay, what title does he have right now?
Is he
the IC belt? Yeah, because he just beat Owens for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the IC belt. I think there's gonna be too much room at the top for him to get back into it. Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna feud for this IC belt and just kind of get lost in the wayside for a little bit.
I think Ambrose is always gonna be that guy, the constant guy that can be plugged in when needed.
Sure, house show guy.
He's gonna be like
Ziggler.
You know, he's gonna be a McFoley. Cause think about with Austin and The Rock, when they needed somebody, McFoley. Who did they plug in? McFoley.
Same, they did things. Triple H.
He can hold his own on the mic, and he can go in the ring. And Foley was never a small person in the ring either.
Never a fan of Foley.
He was a constant who could go when called upon, and I think Ambrose is going to slide into that. Okay. Unfortunately, but
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, I think
at some point they'll give him the belt, kind of like they did Foley. Here's
your TV title.
You've
been here long enough.
You're deserved. Fine, you earned it.
You gotta think. Rollins is out hurt.
Yeah.
Cesaro's out hurt.
Yeah.
So you bring those two back.
You think Cesaro's in the title picture?
I think he got to at some point. You're saying it's the fans. He's going to get into the picture for the same reason that Bryan got in the picture.
Okay.
What if he comes back? Then you got Reigns.
Yeah.
Then you got Cena.
Yep.
Then you got Owens.
Yep.
Who else are you going to put? Where are you going to put Brock? I mean, Ambrose is 9th, 10th on the list, probably.
He's not too close.
Now, some people are going to put him higher than others, but Lesnar sells.
Yeah.
Tickets. Brock makes the money.
But also, you're not even including Sheamus and Del Rio. And if Barrett gets back in there. Which is probably going to happen.
Well, they...
And Orton's out, too.
Yeah. The next... Lesnar's next NXT special. Or network special.
NXT special. Yeah. If Lesnar went to NXT, he'd run through the whole fucking program. Just to destroy the...
It's Sheamus.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're going to do like 3 months of Sheamus and Lesnar?
I fucking hope not. I want to see Owens and Lesnar so bad. Because I want to hear Owens and Heyman go at each other for 3 months on the mic.
That'd be fine.
Be awesome.
Yeah, but then Brock takes over and gets to the ring. Does Owens look like a guy that can go with Lesnar? Is that believable at all?
Nobody in the company's believable.
Reigns is a little bit. Cena.
That's it.
Brock.
That's not going to happen.
Well, might happen at WrestleMania. Brock's going to be there.
He's not going to wrestle.
What do you think he's going to do at WrestleMania?
Same thing he did last year.
Show up.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Remember
me? Clocked a $1 million paycheck.
This is why you're watching. To see 15 minutes of me.
To host your WrestleMania again.
Yeah, God damn it.
We've seen that one before.
Yeah, it didn't end well. That was a fun year.
It's a shitty ending.
Does Cena win the belt this year? Championship? I'm going to say yes.
Probably.
I mean, I'd say yeah. At some point.
Most likely.
Absolutely. I think he does. Not sure when. Not sure where. I think it happens.
Maybe that's what rekindles Owens in the title picture.
Good. Could absolutely happen. Even though they did their little back and forth spat already.
I think, okay, so Reigns drops the belt. Cena takes it. You going to put him against Rollins again? Or are you going to drop Rollins and Reigns down? That's the problem, I think, when we have one belt. I think they need to go back to a brand split. Go back to two shows. Two belts.
Well, I think when everybody gets healthy, I think that might
be interesting. We're going
to have to. I mean, there's just too many people. Because we're talking about people who aren't available to be there, but when they're ready, and if Brian ever comes back too, what are you going to do with him?
You got 12 legit guys you can honestly pass for as champions.
Yeah.
And that's, I can think of 12 and not count Brock.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even a full-time.
You got 2 more years on his contract. Everybody's seen him whip Cena's ass.
Yeah.
He's been through the gauntlet with The Undertaker. He's been through it with Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go into these matches with the younger guys. He can put on a good match with a Kevin Owens. Yeah. Lesnar can go. He doesn't get good enough credit for what he can do.
No. And he can put people over. I'm not that sure that he wants to, but he can.
Lesnar don't care as long as he gets paid.
I guess that's true. Guess that's true.
I don't think he... And people are like, ooh, if he starts to lose, he'll lose his mystique. Why? He's still 6'4", 280 pounds, and everyone knows nobody in that company can beat Lesnar.
I think that's the thing about Lesnar. It's like, you want to see him lose because you know that he can beat everybody.
Legitimately, there's nobody in that company can beat Brock Lesnar.
Right. Ever. What did I just ask you guys? Does Cena get the belt?
Mm, yes.
Yeah, so I still think so. Let's see. Is this the last year for Sting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And do you think his last match is at Mania?
No.
Or SummerSlam? Nope. Survivor Series?
Yep.
Okay. Go out where he came in. Is this the last year for The Undertaker?
Yep.
Yes.
When does he go out?
Mania.
Gotta make it big.
Against Sting. Yeah, we're gonna get some reverb from downstairs.
Yeah.
What other superstars do you think this is the last year for? What are the chances Cena doesn't wrestle after this year?
Zero.
Zero? Okay.
I do think they'll cut his schedule back some.
I
think he's earned that.
I think he's earned that, and I think it's another good way. Like, if he's gonna transition out, we just talked about there's way too many people up the top.
Him and Orton both.
Orton's probably just taking an extra vacation. He might be fine.
No, he did something with his shoulder.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him in God knows how long.
True. I
haven't even heard anything about him.
Right. He's been nowhere. Do you think he'll be in the Royal Rumble? Is he ready to come back at all?
What if that's when he shows up?
Orton?
Yeah.
Surprise entrant number two.
Orton doesn't do anything for me anymore.
I think people forget about him so easily.
Yeah.
Because he's nothing.
That list we just put together, he would be the 11th, 12th, 13th guy. I don't look at Orton as a main eventer anymore.
There's been so many other people that have filled like the spot that he held.
Yeah.
Did you put him over Reigns?
No.
No.
Rollins?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
Cesaro?
Yes.
Bryan?
No.
Cena?
No.
No.
Lesnar?
No.
No.
I mean, say where's he's probably like 8.
Taker? On the card? He's not going over Taker.
No.
Orton, this year at Mania, Orton would struggle to be the opening match.
He'd be in a tag match, mixed tag match, like he's been the last couple years.
That's because he's been gone and they've had to build everything around
him. He's been gone, but when he comes back,
away from him.
Does he feud? He might feud with Rollins, right? Then he could.
That'd be interesting.
Well, that's what they were kind of doing before Rollins got the belt, right? Mm-hmm. Orton was the boy, and then
Rollins took over,
and then Orton was kind of pushed away. Finished that feud.
I think the Sheamuses and the Ortons and the Cenas and those guys, even Del Rio, I don't think they should be pushed ahead of the younger guys. You got young guys now. You know, you're trying to build for the future.
And there's like five guys in NXT that can be put in a title picture.
Yeah. Balor, Cruz.
I'll say Corbin, even though I don't like it.
I think they could, if booked right, Corbin could be good on the main roster.
I think he could do the same with Samoa Joe, too.
I think his character translates well to the main roster.
Yeah.
Balor's, I'm a little worried.
Balor, he's small.
Well,
he's entertaining as fuck.
I was reading a thing. Awesome. He's 34.
Balor's 34? Yeah. He's been wrestling for a long time.
Well, that's, like, what they're worried about, is he's 34. NXT's going to tour a lot more next year.
Yeah.
And they don't want to burn him out and use him up, because they have big things planned for him when he moves up.
I would pull the belt from him sooner then. I put him on the WrestleMania card somehow.
Why? My thing is, why not have Corbin and Balor?
I bet they do.
Why Corbin and Balor for the NXT title at WrestleMania?
Actually, I absolutely see that happening. But
I know they had to take over for the takeover. But why not?
I'd like to see it.
Or Cruz. I like Apollo Cruz.
You know what I could see happening? Move Balor up to the main roster. You know who he'd be good against for his debut match, like a lot of people are? Mm. Chris Jericho.
Or Cena.
Or Cena, even. Those guys put over people better than anybody.
Yes. No, Cena doesn't put people over. Come on now.
Then shut the fuck up.
I agree.
You know who has that shovel? It's Triple H. He buries everybody. You're not going anywhere. You're going to stay down there. One of those guys.
Yeah, but I don't think he wouldn't do it to one of those NXT boys.
No, because he's totally different in NXT. Because the way Triple H running NXT is perfect. NXT is awesome. I love everything about NXT. And they have an awesome tag division that they need to move all of those tag teams.
Enzo and Cass are awesome.
Enzo and Cass are my favorite. The VOD villains are great. I mean, I don't know if you've seen them. Uh-huh. They come out and into this ragtag kind of music from like the 1860s, and they're wearing like top hats, they have curly mustaches, and they like strong men suits. They're fucking awesome. They're great.
You had those two teams. You had New Day. You still got the Dudleys. I mean, they're going to be there. They're going to put these young guys over as they come up.
The Usos aren't going anywhere either.
No. But I mean, I think the Dudleys are a good veteran team. They've been there. They've done that. They know the ropes. They know the road. Bring these young guys up while you still have Bubba Ray and D-Von.
Yeah.
Travel. Get Enzo and Cass to travel with Dudleys for a month and a half. Learn from a tag team that's arguably the greatest of all time.
One of them. Yeah. They need to move all those tag teams up in 2016. All of them need to come up. They're all great.
Who's is it Jack?
Nia Jax?
No, the tag team. They wear the singlets, kind of like Haas and Benjamin used to. It's Justin something. Big black dude.
I don't know.
They'd be good to move up too.
They're great.
They can't. NXT's full, but they can't take everybody.
That's true.
I think that's the problem you're going to run into with Cruz, Balor, and Corbin. They're not going to bring them all up. So who stays? I don't think Nia Jax ever gets out of NXT.
And that's unfortunate.
Because of the way she looks.
It's unfortunate because she can wrestle too.
Yeah. You know she's a Rock's cousin?
Everybody's a fucking Rock's cousin. Well, so is Rock's Ava Marie. Or Eva Marie or whatever. The red-haired girl? She's related to the Rock?
Fucking some moments.
God damn.
Breed like cockroaches.
Anybody else we think going in 2016? Episode's kind of winding down here. We're at 20 minutes. What do you think? What's the big thing that's going to happen in 2016? What's the thing that's going to shock everybody?
Shock factor?
Yeah. What's make a bold prediction for 2016.
I don't know.
Come on, Shane.
Go ahead. What's yours?
My bold prediction for 2016 is Finn Balor feuds for the big belt.
Wow.
For 2016, he feuds I bet he does it right around Survivor Series.
I had a feeling you were going to say
that. I absolutely believe it. 100% believe it.
Bray Wyatt wins the title.
Bray Wyatt, we haven't even talked about him at all. No. Bray Wyatt wins the title. Yeah, that's great. Get him out of that bullshit tag family matches. Like, move him on. Put him in
those. I don't know why they don't have Rowan and Harper in the tag division.
I feel like he's simply better when he's by himself.
Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
No, I think he's that mystique of him works better when he's got the other two henchmen walking around. But at the same time, with the third.
Well,
one
he's got him with him. That's cool, but
I wish they'd let Luke Harper do his thing too. I like
wrestle
Harper.
With them all the time. Like,
right.
That's getting
put him by himself.
Yeah, put him by himself. But you can still have what they used to with the other two.
Yeah.
Three now.
Three. Yeah. I think they're great.
Let him be his own thing again because he was so much better.
Like, do you think he almost has to win the title to kind of staple him as a main guy?
Bray Wyatt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, right now it's like
he sucks.
He's kind of run his course.
He was at the top, had like he was there, then kind of lost it.
That
and
first
now he's
8 months,
in, like, the whole tag.
Right, but that first like 8 to 10 months that Bray Wyatt was in the company, it was awesome. Everything was great. Like, all right, when we putting him in the where is he in the title picture?
Yeah.
They kept pushing him out. He never got in there. If he's not in there this year, I don't see a reason for him even being on Raw every night. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to be there. Bold prediction, Anthony. You got anything? The Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know. Anything.
The Super Bowl.
There you go.
That guy's got a chance as anybody. I think it's going to be a good year.
I think
programming will turn around.
I think it's going to be a better year.
Start getting guys healthy.
I think it's going to be a better year. I think Triple H starts to take over more with the main roster of guys.
I think Triple H main events WrestleMania.
That's bold.
That's bold.
I think he wins the Rumble and main events WrestleMania.
That's bold.
Jesus.
Write it down. Put it on the put. We should put it up there with the asshole question. The tags. We should write these down. We make a lot of predictions on the show. We don't do anything with them.
My A got turned into asshole.
Yeah, it did.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Okay. Well, for Over the Top, this is 2016. Trying to kick it off as best as possible. We'll have another show next week. Recapping Raw, getting ready for the Royal Rumble. Woohoo!
Take it easy.
Bye.